across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
He was known as the Wheat King, a title bestowed on a farmer who built an empire growing that crop in California. While the farm and the mansion are now gone, you can still find traces of the man who was one of the largest farmers of his day. The story is this edition of the American countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In Northern California, near today's town of Bayless, you can find a place that once was a part of a vast farming empire.
Dr. Hugh James Glenn settled here in Glenn County, headed west from Missouri. He never practiced medicine here, but he was known as the Wheat King, and he amassed ultimately approximately 60,000 acres of wheat and built a beautiful mansion along the Sacramento River.
Farmer Gary Hansen says Glenn built his mansion here, and later, after his death, this county was named in his honor.
He was the largest in at least the United States. Yes, it was huge. And 60,000 acres, imagine how many employees that would take, an army of personnel back in the day. But I understand he was quite innovative. By all accounts, he was not only a successful farmer, but he was a good farmer. A good steward of the land is what I've read.
Glenn's holdings became even larger when he hired a young cowboy named Peter French to take over 1,000 head of Glenn's shorthorn cattle to Central Oregon, where he established a ranch that grew to a size, by some accounts, of up to 200,000 acres. However, in 1883, Glenn was shot by his bookkeeper. The two had an argument when the bookkeeper was drunk, and he eventually took out his anger on Glenn. Over time, the vast holdings of the man, known as the Wheat King, were sold, and the mansion here was torn down. Little wheat is grown on these fields today.
The crops in Glenn County, even in my lifetime, have changed significantly. We used to have dairy, sheep. The sheep industry was huge in Glenn County, and wheat. There was a lot of wheat. There was barley. There was safflower.
You can still find some traces of the story of the Wheat King here, and the county bears his name, a reminder of the entrepreneur who built a large farm that grew wheat in Northern California and grazed cattle in Central Oregon. Traveling the countryside near Bayless, California, I'm Andrew McRae.
Staying on top of the news of agriculture, it's Tony St. James, back with Agriculture Today after this quick break.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
What the report showed us was that actual cattle on feed as of April 1st was just below 11.6 million head. That's actually down about 0.5% from a year ago. That falls within line of pre-report estimates. Analysts are actually expecting it to be down about 0.3%. So fairly in line with expectations there.
Tyler Cousins is director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
Placements came in at just over 1.7 million head. That's actually down just over 7% from a year ago. Analysts were expecting it to be down just under 7%.
And marketing's in at 1.63 million head, slightly above the trade expectation. But even so, marketing's down 6% from last year. They remain historically low for the month of March, again, reflecting smaller available supplies. Federal Reserve's April Beige Book shows a mixed and increasingly cautious outlook for ag and rural America, with rising costs and uncertainty offsetting some of the strength in commodity prices. Now, across multiple Federal Reserve districts, crop and livestock prices increased. Gains in corn, soybeans, wheat, cattle, hogs, eggs, and dairy. But farm income expectations declined in key regions, reflecting tighter margins and ongoing financial pressure in the crop sector. Input costs remain a major concern. Energy prices, in particular fuel, rising and feeding directly into higher transportation, higher fertilizer, and more expensive operating costs. Some districts also reported fertilizer price spikes tied to global disruptions, while freight and logistical charges are becoming more common. Tight cattle supplies continuing to support strong prices this year, even as overall beef production projected to decline. That's according to USDA's latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook. Beef production forecast 25.79 billion pounds, slightly below earlier estimates, as slower slaughter rates are only partially offset by heavier carcass weights. Gasoline formulation rules, not fuel demand, limiting ethanol use during the highest consumption months of the year. That's directly impacting corn-based ethanol markets. Federal regulations tied to reed vapor pressure require lower volatility gasoline blends during the summer to reduce emissions. Well, because ethanol increases volatility when blended, well, most of the country restricts blends above 10% during peak driving season, which effectively sidelines E15 just as gasoline demand increases. So that dynamic creates a seasonal ceiling on ethanol use, even as gasoline demand strengthens. Environmental Protection Agency has occasionally issued waivers allowing for summer E15 sales, but without a permanent policy fix, ethanol demand remains inconsistent. So for corn producers, impact is direct. Ethanol accounts for a major share of domestic corn use, and limiting higher blends during summer reduces the potential demand growth at a critical time. And how about U.S. hemp production? It expanded significantly last year, total value rising to $739 million, signaling renewed growth in a sector that's faced volatility in recent years. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Listen later in the hour when Tony St. James is back with the American Cattle News and Market Close Report. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Whether you're looking for tires or in-the-field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. If you're sitting down to corned beef and cabbage tonight, you're part of a great American food tradition. But the history behind that meal might surprise you. I'll explain when we come back. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Here's a fun fact for you as you fire up your slow cooker today. Corned beef and cabbage is not really an Irish dish. It's an American one, born out of immigration, economics, and the beef industry. Back in Ireland, cattle were too valuable to slaughter for food. They pulled the plow, produced milk, and built dairy herds. Beef was a luxury, and it was mostly exported to England under British agricultural policies. Working-class Irish ate salted pork and bacon, paired with potatoes and cabbage. That was the traditional Irish meal, and in Ireland today, it still is. The Great Famine, driven by the potato blight of the 1840s, forced a mass migration of Irish to America. More than 1 million people died and millions more left their home country. They arrived in cities like New York and Boston, poor, discriminated against, and looking for affordable food in a strange country. Traditional salt pork was expensive here, but beef brisket, salt cured with large grains of rock salt, which is where the word corned comes from, was cheap and widely available. Irish immigrants settling in cities found themselves living near Jewish communities, and it was at Jewish butcher shops and lunch carts that many first tasted corned beef brisket. The texture reminded them of the cured pork back home. Cabbage was paired with it simply because it was one of the cheapest vegetables available, and the whole meal could be cooked in one pot. Over generations, the dish became a marker of Irish-American identity, and St. Patrick's Day became its annual showcase. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, retail corned beef sales spike roughly ninefold in dollar terms from February to March. Two-thirds of all corned beef sales by volume happen in the 4 weeks surrounding St. Patrick's Day. It is, without question, the single biggest moment of the year for beef brisket at the retail counter. I'll have more when we come back.
In 4 out of 5 school shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. Almost all mass school shooters shared threatening or concerning messages or images. More than 75% raised concern from others prior to an attack. Bystanders saw warning signs in most documented active shooter cases. You can prevent targeted violence from occurring. Here's how. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Corned beef and cabbage. It's a St. Patrick's Day special and a dish that isn't really Irish at all, but became one of America's enduring food traditions, built on immigrant ingenuity, affordable beef, and the economics of a new country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit Titan-INTL to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead in this half hour, we'll get an update from the USDA. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, it's the Ag Radionet Farm News on CJ Country.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors and people you should know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Harrington's in Batavia and Virgin Family Farm Market in Virgin.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Economists have long said that the cure for high prices is high prices, because more production usually happens, and that means we'll see a decrease in prices. Question for cattle farmers is whether or not the record beef prices we've seen will cause cattle prices to fall. But ranchers say it's not that simple. National herd size isn't the only factor that's determining what beef costs at the grocery store. It's never been so expensive for Americans to buy steak or hamburger, but cutting those costs requires ranchers to raise more cattle. That isn't an easy task. The national herd is the smallest in more than 75 years, and until it grows at a decent pace, it's unlikely to change. The national herd size isn't the only factor determining what beef costs at the grocery store, but the dwindling number of cattle is a key reason that the average price of uncooked ground beef was $6.86 a pound in March. That was 3 cents off the record high was set in February, according to federal statistics. U.S. cattle herd reached a high of 132 million head in 1975, according to USDA. That figure gradually fell to 86 million this year. Thanks to changes in cattle genetics and feeding techniques, ranchers are still able to produce far more meat from each animal. Despite the smaller herd, the country's beef production actually hit a record of 28.4 billion pounds in 2022, about 26 billion pounds of beef expected this year. About 2.5 billion pounds of beef were exported to other countries last year. The tight remaining supply, along with the high demand, is causing those record prices at the meat counter. There's also been challenges of drought conditions limiting land for grazing, with dry conditions persisting across much of cattle country and looking like it can continue this year. Some areas have seen giant wildfires that left no grass for grazing, and that has been a challenge for adding to the beef herd. There's also the important role of meat processors in beef prices. Ranchers often blame concentration in the meat processing system, noting that retailers and food service companies set prices for consumers. The processors say it's not packers that are setting the price.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil.
More importantly, MedLife can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Brazil says they want to increase their ethanol blend from 30% currently, adding another 2 points to 32%. They're hoping to do it in the first half of the year. All of this amid higher oil prices following the war in Iran. Brazil's government says they want to raise that country's ethanol blend. Ethanol makers already raising output. The government does hike the legal mix of anhydrous ethanol blended with gasoline this year. Industry experts say production is heading towards a record, an excellent moment for the decision, according to Mauricio Marucci, a sugar and ethanol analyst at Safras and Mercado. A higher ethanol blend would increase the share of sugarcane processed into biofuel in Brazil. Safras and Mercado estimates that the proportion of cane used to make ethanol rather than sugar would rise to 54%. That's 1 point above the previous forecast following the minister's comments, compared with 51% in the previous season. With more cane allocated to ethanol and continued strong expansion of corn-based ethanol, total production in Brazil could reach between 44 and 44.5 billion liters. That would be a record level, about 15% higher than last season, and it would mean less competition from our southern neighbor in that global ethanol market.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We appreciate you making us a part of your morning routine. It's news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Just ahead, Jeff Ishii has today's On the Farm Report.
When plumbing problems hit, you shouldn't have to wait weeks for help. At Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile, your call matters because you're the priority. This local disabled veteran-owned company installs tank and tankless water heaters, sump pumps, and handles gas, water, and drain piping. They also install furnaces and AC systems to keep your home comfortable all year long. Reliable service from a company that proudly serves its community. Call Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC today at 716-912-0643.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
John, what are you doing with all that rock?
I'm trying to show dairy producers that feeding a rock-based supplement actually costs money and takes up space in the rations.
John, all you have to do is tell them about Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. It's natural from the sea, and research has shown the magnesium to be four times as available as local cheap rock products. And I haven't even talked about its superior buffering or available calcium.
True enough. Ask for Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. And put it in the ration today. Give us a call at 1-866-737-6273. Find us on the web at feedworksusa.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at farm news all around the eastern United States, farmers in Georgia are seeing a dry spring. As of last week, 69% of the state of Georgia was in moderate or severe drought. Topsoil moisture is lacking as crops of 2026 are being planted. Kentucky farmers set a new all-time high for voluntary license plate donations supporting 4-H, FFA, and the Kentucky Proud program. Ag tag donations hit a record $995,000. Pennsylvania recently approved easements valued at more than $10 million protecting 2,600 acres of farmland in 20 counties. Those counties include Berks County, Cumberland, Franklin, Lancaster, and other counties. Rising fuel costs are having a big impact on farmers in North Carolina. Farmers in the Tar Heel State say higher fuel prices are affecting every stage of production, from field work to hauling farm goods, tightening already thin margins.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
This is Nolan Ryan. Your favorite coach was always someone you could count on to be tough when you needed it and expect the very best and taught you to be smart in life. You have the same opportunity with your kids and grandkids on the farm. Take time to coach them about using safe farm practices, wearing proper protective equipment, and never allowing extra riders on tractors and equipment. They're counting on you to coach them about safety. Thanks for stepping up to the plate and guiding your family team to a safe farming season.
This message from Farm Bureau.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus? Protect your family from the mosquito bites that spread the virus. Use mosquito repellent containing DEET. When possible, wear long sleeve shirts and pants. And remove standing water where mosquitoes breed. Fight the bite. Tell mosquitoes to buzz off.
Today we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners with affiliated radio station WVGL 91.7 in Glenville, West Virginia. Our pearl of wisdom today came in by postcard from listener Mary Smith, who says, "No matter how bad the situation, you can lose your temper and make it worse." Thank you, Mary, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for April 20th. We had 97 cows, 72 calves, 3 Holstein feeders, 3 Holstein fats, 2 bulls, and 7 sheep. Bob calves were 50 cents to $3. Grow calves over 92 pounds were $6.50 to $16. Grow calves 80 pounds to 92 pounds were $7 to $16.70. Beef cross heifer calves were $17 to $23.50. Beef cross heifer bull calves were $15.50 to $21.50. We had heifer calves today from $8 to $11. The good cows today were $1.60 to $2.02. Lean cows were 30 cents to $1.59. The Holstein feeders were $1 to $1.55. The Holstein fats were $2.02 to $2.15. The bulls were $2.02 to $2.08, and the sheep were 75 cents to $2.60. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you, and have a great day.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
Asian, where production of each category is found.
Over the past 3 marketing years, about 70% of total U.S. orange output has come from the early, mid-season, and naval group. California produces more than 80% of these oranges, mostly for the fresh market. Florida is the second largest producer of early, mid-season, and naval oranges, with most output used for processing.
It would be about 2 weeks later when USDA's April crop production forecast updated domestic orange production projections. According to Anthony Prilliman of the National Agricultural Statistics Service,
all orange production is forecasted nearly 2.53 million tons. This is up 3.7% from the previous forecast and is up 7.4% from the the previous season. Non-Valencia production is forecast to be up 5.2% from the previous forecast and up 6.9% from last season. California production was raised 2 million boxes from the previous forecast, while Florida was raised 200,000 boxes. Valencia production at 693,000 tons is unchanged from the previous forecast, but is 9% higher than last year.
Plenty of oranges, regardless of variety or product, for consumers. What about potential production for another citrus favorite? Tangerines. According to research economist Catherine Weber,
U.S. tangerine production also reaches its peak in the winter and spring. Domestic availability of fresh tangerines has more than doubled since the early 2000s. For the 2025-26 season, total U.S. tangerine production, which includes tangerines, mandarins, and tangelos, is forecast at 1.1 million tons. If realized, that would be a 10% decline from last season's final output.
Regarding production in California, what about potential production for another citrus favorite? Tangerines, which produces 98% of U.S. tangerines,
is forecast at 1.08 million tons, a drop of 124,000 tons from last season's bumper crop.
And for updated tangerine production forecast from USDA in April, Anthony Prilliman.
Tangerine production at 1.22 million tons is up 11.1% from the previous forecast, but down 1.1% from last season. California production was raised 3 million boxes compared with the previous estimate, while Florida was raised 50,000. Boxes.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Looking for a dependable place to get all your feeds needs? Since 1992, Genesee Feeds in Batavia has believed that the best way to serve a community is with a smile and knowing a customer's name. As a Purina Certified Expert Dealer, along with brands like Kambach and Blue Seal, they supply customers with a wide variety of products ranging from pet and equine feeds, lawn and garden supplies, farm and home supplies, and more. So stop in and see what everyone is raving about. And hats off to our Genesee County Fair participants from Genesee Feeds, West Main Street Road in Batavia.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome again to Inside Dairy. Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors joins me today as we wrap up our conversation as he talks more on what's happening with beef on dairy.
Well, you know, I mean, we've never gone down this road before, so all this is fresh, unbridled territory. But when I think it through, you know, the dairy producer is getting a check. He has a bank account calling his dairy cows to beef that he's been doing month after month, bringing all kinds of extra income that he would never, you know, he wouldn't be seeing this kind of income coming in. So it's very hard for the dairyman to say, I'm going to stop doing that. At the same time, he has to think about his business longer term, right? There's a short term, you know, I can sell this beef cattle, you know, I can sell the cows to the beef market, I can make these good margins. But if I destroy the freshness of my dairy herd and my milk per cow efficiency is subpar or even declines for a longer term period of time, then me as a dairyman, I'm in trouble. You know, it's very, very hard to freshen up a dairy herd that gets too old on your farm. And so I think we've reached a level, or we're going to be reaching a level here pretty soon, where the dairyman's going to start thinking more about the long-term health of keeping dairy production going, because that's still, at the end of the day, is bread and butter. Eventually, at some point, the cattle price will come down and the advantageous high price will ebb. And so you have to think about what's going to be feeding your dairy business for the longer term, and that is keeping your dairy milk cow efficiency going.
We'll have more in a moment on this edition of Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back to Inside Dairy as we continue talking with Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors, answering one of your questions about exports and dairy products from the United States.
Corn, whether it's soybeans, whether it's milk, whether it's cattle, we are in a global market now. The days of 30 or 40 or 50 years ago where we had more of a closed market, it was a North American market, just had to look at a few things. Those days are over. What happens in the Middle East doesn't stay in the Middle East. What happens in China doesn't stay in China. You absolutely, sure, you have to keep tabs on your local fundamentals, your North American fundamentals. They are important. But I think too many times analysis is too focused on the local fundamentals and doesn't appreciate or is not discerning the effects of the global marketplace, and that's something that I would strongly encourage everyone who's in the business of growing anything in agriculture or producing anything in agriculture, that you have to put your global hat on. You have to make your marketing decisions, your purchase decisions based upon the global scene, not just what you see out your front window. And I think that if you do more of that type of thinking and that type of analysis, or listen to more people that are giving you the global picture, I think you'll make better decisions and make your operations more profitable.
As we wrap up our conversation today, I have to ask, feed cost-wise.
Right now, it's a good time for dairy. The milk price is decent. The feed price is still low. So we have the cull cattle price that's bringing extra income into the dairy farm. So this is a good situation. Rarely do you ever get a high milk price and a low feed price.
Thanks again to Sean Hackett. That's another edition of Inside Dairy.
A check of the WeatherTrack forecast is coming up, but next, Daryl Anderson brings us today's Farm to Fork report after this brief break.
If you like to work hard and earn good money, we've got a job for you. Pavilion Drainage is hiring heavy highway road workers, including highway guardrail installers and full-time seasonal Class A CDL driver laborers. Starting pay around $35 an hour, working 40 to 50 hours per week, plus union benefits. Paid travel throughout the western half of New York. Apply in person or by phone to Pavilion Drainage Supply, 6630 Ellicott Street Road in Pavilion, or call 585-584-3261 and get to work earning great money today.
Proving the benefits of regenerative agriculture, next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A big rainstorm pushed Rick Clark into practicing regenerative agriculture. The Williamsport, Indiana farmer had done some tillage, and a storm then moved the soil from the field to a roadway. In researching the issue, he realized the solution was to start no-till and use cover crops.
By doing this, I then realized that we can start to eliminate inputs and still maintain profitability. Now, I didn't say increase yield. I said maintain or increase profitability. That's a big difference.
Clark says yield increases come at a high cost.
One of the major hang-ups that we have in the farming community is success for a farmer is based on yield, and that is so incorrect. There are many other things we can base success on, so we need to start looking at the farm as a business like you would any other business. Car manufacturers don't make cars just to make cars, so farmers shouldn't be producing crops just to produce crops.
Clark also realized there were health implications in the way he'd been farming.
And the number one thing that we have to understand, in my opinion today, is you cannot have human health until you first have soil health. It all starts there.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
We've crammed a lot of information in the short time we've had together. We're going to break for weather. Then it's back with American Cattle News and Closing Market Report and Tony St. James.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine and a huge inventory of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174. Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales help you get up and running. For today, partly sunny with a high near 54. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 44. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 61. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 29 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today we take a look at cash trade and markets. More after this.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, Director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Elliot Dennis, Livestock Economist, University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
We're still seeing this south premium to north cattle as we still have the border closure and really just tight cattle down there. Quality differences are still kind of favoring kind of northern feeders as the packers that are killing cattle here just continue to grade extremely high percentages of choice and prime as we've kind of seen extended days on feed and higher carcass weights. The live cattle contracts on the CME have also continued to rise. We look at kind of deferred contracts, extreme strength. Bull market is just has continued to rise. The October contract, very, very strong right now. And even when we think about the April contract, that's going to be closing here in a couple weeks, has continued to be extremely strong with really no, when we think about live cattle deliveries, no live cattle deliveries have really been placed against it. So all-time high contract that we've ever seen, 251, really where we ended the week on the April contract, and just has continued to defy odds even as we've seen some slight weakening in the boxed beef market. This week we really saw boxed beef kind of struggle a little bit this week. Primarily it was due to kind of the middle meats that really were trading. We think about, you know, choice boxes were lower, the rib was lower, and overall the kind of that choice select was really kind of favoring kind of that select premium. So that was a difficulty for the box market, although we continue to have increased projected kill on the packer side.
University of Nebraska at Lincoln, livestock economist Elliot Dennis, American Cattle News.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, CaledoniaDiesel.com.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales Event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler Mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales Event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Monday. Corn futures ending higher with May up 3.25 at 452. July was up 2.75 at 460.25. December up 2.5 at 479.5. May beans are off 1.5 at 1165.75. July down 1.25 at 1181.75. And November up 1.25 at 1157.75. In Chicago, May wheat was up 5.75 at 5.97. July up 6.75 at 6.06. Minneapolis spring wheat May was up 2 at 6.55 1/4. And July was up 2 at 6.72 1/4. Hard red winter May off 1.75 at 6.35. And July was down 2.5 at 6.47 1/2. Cotton futures were higher with May up 20 points at 77.60. July was up 22 to 80.04 and December up 26 at 80.76. Back in Chicago, June live cattle were off 127.5 at 246.07.5. August down 122.5 to 241.60 and October down 112.5 at 236.97.5. May feeders down 417.5 to 361.10. August off 432.5 to 361.35. And September down 437.5 at 359.22.5. May lean hogs up 82.5 to 94.22.5. June up 67.5 to 101.72.5. And July up 32.5 at 104. In the class 3 milk, May up 6 cents, 17.03. June was down 16 to 17.73. Crude oil ended the day $4.83 higher at 87.42 on Wall Street. The Dow Jones down 4 at 49.442. The Nasdaq was off 64 to 24.404. The S&P down 16 at 71.09.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.